this is a circumstance and situation where, as they look at their production history over the last 10 years, if they had 1 year where they literally were wiped out or where they literally had very little in the way of production, if you take that year out, obviously your average yield for that period of time will be significantly higher, and that may prompt you to want and to need additional coverage, or to provide coverage consistent with what generally and usually happens. When you have that year that had to be included, that basically brings that average down, it obviously reduces the amount of protection that you have, and it creates a higher risk. Producers will have to make that determination. As Brandon indicated, it's an individual decision, commodity by commodity, producer by producer, county by county. That's what makes this so complex. That's why it requires a lot of time, a lot of technology, a lot of staff time. It's why it was important for us to prioritize the implementation of the other programs, so that a broad array of producers around the country would know the basics of ARC and PLC, the supplemental crop insurance options, STAX program, and the other things that we've implemented. So this is obviously going to impact. It's going to provide some assistance for some producers. Some producers will take advantage of it, some won't. But it's an individual decision, and the fact that we're now making this available, I'm sure, is going to bring some relief to the concern that was being expressed out in the countryside. Again, we're not covering every crop for a variety of reasons, but I think we've done we've made a good faith effort to cover as many crops as we could across the country without selecting individual counties or individual states to get special treatment or protection. This is basically making this available to producers of these crops across a good part of the United States.